This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Once again, and I apologized to you guys a week ago when we started talking about the signal flip. But we have so many people reaching out to us, just personal friends texting and people on the stream being confused because 98.7, which was our FM signal, just a city signal, it's not a market-wide signal, what we call a translator, has become Hot 98, which is what 104.1 was. It's hip-hop. 104.1 is still playing that, but next Monday they're going to flip a switch, and KMOX will be on 104.1 FM, which is the place to go. It's way better than 1120, unless you're, you know, pretty far out of town, then you'll use 1120. You can also use the Odyssey app. You can podcast. You can stream us on YouTube and on Facebook, but 104.1 FM is going to be where KMOX lives from now on, and that is next Monday. So one more week, few more days, we'll all get through this, and we'll have a brand new life on FM. Every Tuesday at 4, we do the Think Tank, and we have someone from the left, someone from the right. A lot of times, both guys are kind of in the middle. Today we have two of our favorites, Judge Tom Frawley, who I've known my entire law practice, Braxton Payne, who's with Michael Kelly's group. Good to see you guys.
Great to see you.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was going to be on camera today, so I didn't know if I should put in a stipend for hair and makeup or... Luckily, I don't look like a bum today, so that's good.
And I used to love that. When I first started doing the national television, when I would be on CNN a lot, or Fox, and I'd go do it at Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And for the first couple years, they had a makeup artist. After that, they're like, awesome. You can do it yourself.
Awesome.
But I just felt so special. I don't know what it was. I just felt so cool getting hair and makeup for television.
Must have been a lot of work.
It didn't help. It was like putting makeup on a pumpkin.
Never mind. I won't say that.
So earlier, Judge, we had Attorney Brad Young on, who's just great. And I was asking him all these legal things that are going on right now with the Trump administration. I want to get your both of your views, but especially you, Judge, as a jurist, because we're talking about Andrew Jackson when he said all that time ago that the Chief Justice has made his opinion known, now let him enforce it. We're kind of getting into those days again.
I think we are. I suspect Judge Roberts is not, Chief Justice Roberts, is not going to want to have his legacy be that he's allowed defiance. As you know, Dave, from when we were younger, there was the Warren Court that created all of the rights for criminal defendants. Everybody knows it as the Warren Court. We don't know who the justices were.
You're right.
But it's the Warren Court. I think the same thing's going to be true here with Chief Justice Roberts. He's already, I thought he would do a better job with the authoring the opinion on criminal, when the president can or cannot commit a crime. So at this point, the interesting thing to me is who, when you have somebody that defies an order, there's a contempt proceeding. meaning you're in defiance of a court order, and you need to come in front of the judge and show why it was not willful and intelligent. Well, this is pretty flippant willful and pretty much in your face. So the question is, who is the person who gets sanctioned? Usually not the lawyer, it's usually the client. In other words, if a father's not paying child support, he's the one that's going to be in contempt and punished. If a mother is not allowing a child to go visit a father, she's the one going to be in contempt. And then under our statutes here in Missouri, if you're found in contempt, you have to be given the keys to the jailhouse if it's civil contempt as opposed to criminal contempt. Criminal contempt would mean you're locked up for X number of days or hours or whatever. So I don't know if this is a civil contempt. Who is the contemptee? Mr. Trump? Maybe so. So then I put him in lock him up, which would give me great pleasure. But what are the keys to the jailhouse? Usually, like if a person's not paying support, well, here's $1,500 toward my deficiency. Or if a mother's not allowing a child to go, I promise, Judge, I get it. I won't do it anymore, or whatever it may be. So I don't know, and I think we're in a constitutional crisis. He's not going to obey it. There's no way.
Brax?
Yeah, it's one of the things is, you know, we've always said, like, the norms are just out the window. So where do we go from here? And, I look at it not from, you know, a judge's perspective, but more of a political one. And I just see that, like, there's two really frames of thought, I think, in this country right now. It's the people that understand civics and like institutions, and then there's the people that maybe don't understand civics and want to do away with everything. And that's what Trump is doing for them right now, is he's just throwing everything out the window. And my fear is, you know, is that people don't really understand how government works and the Constitution and the, you know, and there's a reason that we have these frameworks in place, is to, you know, stop dictators or to have, you know, checks and balances. But I think we're having an argument, like everyone in this room probably can agree that, like, a lot of this is kind of crazy. But I think there's people out there that want it to happen. And so therefore, they're just thrilled and they don't care about the civics or the long term impact. They just want to see the system broken up. And therefore, it's like, how do you, you know, it's like, I can't talk, you know, if you hate oranges and you don't like oranges, I can't sit there and just say, okay, you're going to love this one if you try this brand of orange. If you hate all oranges, if you hate all government, you want it all done. And so I just think we're arguing with people that don't want to see the systems uphold, and you want to see a complete dismantling of everything.
Yeah. Most of the extreme things I've said have been on the air for the purpose of being extreme on the air in my younger career. And so this is my 25th year, and my probably 5th through 10th, I was pretty fond of saying things like, we need to throw them all out. Just, you know, just have a lottery and let those people serve in Congress and these monkeys and XYZ. I didn't realize what an institutionalist I was until they came for the institutions, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think the shame in all of this is I always thought Congress made the laws. I mean, it really did. I thought that was kind of what I learned in basic civics. And we don't hear anything from the Congress. Even the Democrats are sort of strangely silent. That may be part of their MO. I'm not trying to project. But you don't hear anything from the Republicans. Wait a minute, that's our job. Executive orders with everything. And now he's going to go after the alleged people that Biden gave a pass to because it was an auto pen. I agree with Braxton. This is just nuts, and it's not going to stop because there's a segment of our society that gets back to what you just said a minute, Dave. Throw everybody out. Let's start over. And it can't be worse than it is now.
Yeah.
And there's no empathy for these people who lose their jobs.
So
out the door, sorry. But man, I'm sorry. Out the door you go.
Back to your original point, Judge, about the way it worked in your courthouse, that if I'm in contempt, someone eventually is going to put hands on me and put me somewhere I don't want to be. Well, with this is a different level. Like, if you have a president of the United States, let's say it goes to the Supreme Court and they rule against him and he says, I don't care. I mean, what can you? It would have to be the DOJ to enforce it, I would think, but it's his DOJ. So
I don't know the answer to that. You're right. It's sort of a circular problem. But an oral order versus a written order, you're trying to make that distinction. Give me a flipping break.
Kev, do you worry about this? Do you really worry that we could get to that point, or you think that the institutions will take care of it, or Trump will back down?
I don't worry about it, but it's the first time I've ever thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I'm not sitting here waiting for the day for it to come, and I think about it nonstop. But that's why I asked Brad that question earlier. Like, okay, so what is that scenario? The Supreme Court rules, and any president says nope. Well, then what? Like, I mean, I'm surprised we don't have a plan in that. Like, we don't say, okay, well, then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs takes some action or whatever. I mean, because it isn't simple. I mean, I guess did Brad say the only thing would be, you know, you can invoke the 25th, but again, that only works if you have enough votes for it.
Yeah. I see this though too. It's he's acting like he won this election with like a mandate, and he has what, two extra seats in the Senate, one or two in the House, you know, one by a couple million votes. But it's not like he. I mean, if you imagine Barack Obama doing this in 2009 when he got elected, he had 60 senators. He won by 10 million plus votes. He had the entire House of Representatives. I mean, he barely could get health care passed with 60 Democratic senators. But if you imagine if he had that same mentality of Trump would have done and just said, hey, we're going to take over everything. I mean, the Tea Party was founded in 2009, you know, and they really became power because they thought he was going too far through the legal channels and through Congress. Imagine if he just would have taken all of those things that he wanted to do, especially with healthcare, maybe the individual mandate, and gone through executive actions and orders.
So,
I mean, it would have just been insane.
Brax, as the judge was pointing out, the left in Congress are being very quiet, with the exception of Chuck Schumer, who someone needs to tell him his time is up. As a political animal, do you think that this is crazy like a fox? They're kind of doing the James Carville play dead sort of strategy, or do you think they're just back on their heels?
go for it.
Back on the heels, I think, would be a really great assessment. And what the Democrats, we're having arguments about DOGE and Elon Musk and cutting government when most Americans hate government. So I think we're losing the argument before it even starts. And so, you know, the one thing that I think you're seeing now is a shift, especially a lot of the labor unions, is now we're talking about the veterans that are losing their jobs and the veterans care, because that is pretty universally accepted and people don't love that. But also the education system. I mean, look at the Department of Education, okay? Everyone can have your feelings on that. But what I find interesting is this is not a new thing that people have hated their local school board. You saw the insurgence of these conservatives coming in because they feel like, you know, their kids are being taught, indoctrinated, for some of their terminology. So going after the Department of Education is just something that they all see. So I think Democrats is right now, we don't have a framework because, number one, we've never seen any of this before. But also, I don't know how we can win an argument when you're playing by two sets of rules. And so when you start the argument, like I said, the oranges, if you're arguing with somebody that hates everything that you're trying to protect, how can you win that argument?
Yeah.
And I think the majority of American people do not like the government because it has not worked for them. And that is the difference that we're seeing now. It's still not working for them. They think Trump will do it for them.
Yeah.
But it's not still, the systems are not working for them.
We have so much ignorance in this country, and I will fall on my sword as well. I pride myself on knowing more than the average bear just from doing this job and reading so much. But Department of Education, for example, if I'm honest, I really don't know what they do. Yeah. I mean, I know they deal with education, but I couldn't tell you five things that are their responsibility.
Right. And that's where I come back to civics. I don't think many people understand how you look at just the Supreme Court rating. I mean, they had something like a 75% approval rating. And then in 2016, you know, once people started to attack them from both sides of the aisle, it just continues to go down. Now there's something like 54% of Americans. That's the same as the president. You know, I mean, when you can't trust something because you don't understand it, and it goes back to civics. I mean, I remember taking civics classes, but I remember enjoying them, and I loved the institutions. I knew I was an institutionalist in middle school. I just knew it. I mean, that is who I was. And now I'm just seeing, like, I'm trying to have conversations with buddies of mine that are younger than me, and like I just can't get through to them. Like, hey, no, we need all of these things. You know, U.S. aid is, I think, is a great example of what they're able to do and how it actually creates job. And every dollar you output, you get $1.40 back. So, and it's just like, but you can't have these conversations because they just see, oh, it's sending condoms over to different countries.
Going to do a quick break back with the guys right after this. Let me know your opinion on the stream on Facebook or YouTube, or ask a question of the fellas. Welcome back, nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi guys, DG SM KMOX, the think tank with Judge Frawley and Braxton Payne. So yesterday we had Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez on with Mark Harder from the St. Louis County Council. They both have bills that they are planning on introducing to get a city manager and a county manager to work just beneath the mayor and the county executive to effectuate the kind of things in a meat and potatoes on the ground kind of way that the mayor and the county executive can't, or at least has not. What are your opinions on this?
I'm 100% behind that. I mean, I just use the school district as an example. I've always thought there should be a person. It's like a business. The school, where you have a business, a company, and then you have multiple outlets. Each school is an outlet. It should have its own person running it. And there should be a COO, a CEO, somebody who's trained in business instead of just a school district, which are wonderfully nice people, presumably, some of whom might, some might not have the training. And we have a superintendent who may have absolutely no interest or inclination of what business is required, and yet might be a wonderful education. I think the same thing's true with government.
Yeah.
I think it's, first off, I think we should explore anything that makes, government better for the citizens. So I have no issues with exploring it and seeing how it actually work and make sure that the city manager would be held accountable to the mayor and therefore the voters. So I'm okay with that. I mean, you look at when Francis Slay was mayor, I mean, he had a chief of staff that was pretty forceful in Jeff Rainford.
Yeah.
And he was essentially a de facto city manager. Obviously didn't have some of the powers a city manager did, but he was in the news. I mean, he took the hits for Mayor Slay at the time. So, I mean, it's not something that's uncommon. Mm-hmm. It would just be what the exact roles would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think exploring it both, but also you got to think about it. Sam Page is not going to be the county executive forever. Tashara Jones is not going to be the mayor forever. So if we're going to implement new things, don't just do it because we don't like that person at that time. And I think that's something that's really important.
And my understanding, Dave, I could be wrong, but a number of the municipalities within the county have a city manager.
Yeah.
So this isn't a foreign concept.
No.
And I submit, if there had been a city manager, those streets would have been plowed.
Mm.
Because they were, to use Braxton's foot, sort of boots on the ground. They'd have been functioning because and what the boots on the ground need to be done and would see all of those problems more instead of on a political scale of what we need to do or not.
Just 30 seconds left. Do you think that this election is Kara Spencer's to lose?
Yeah, I mean, she beat her by double digits. I don't see any consolidation around Tashara Jones's former supporters besides Action St. Louis to come and to her aid. And they did a late endorsement and it was kind of half-hearted. They are volunteering, they're knocking doors, but Kara just needs to keep on track. And, you know, she needs to be able, when she gets in there day one, to actually serve and do everything that she wants to do. And I think she's going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I think the way you framed it, yes, is it hers to lose. I think she could lose it. But I think it's a long haul for her to have. She had to be a big mess up.
And she got some good cheers at St. Patrick's Day yesterday. I can tell you that. Tashara and Kara were right next to each other.
Oh,
she
really?
Was in a car.
Awkward.
And then Kara was walking behind the car.
Oh, that's really awkward.
And I thought Kara did okay in the. She didn't step in it during the debate on Channel 4.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Oz.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.